Domestic violence, as currently defined in the Arizona statutes, can only be said to happen when a couple is married, living together, or has a child. But as Christopher Conover reports, that definition is about to be changed.
According to a 2001 study in the Journal of the American Medical Association, one in five girls in grades 9 through 12 is a victim of violence at the hands of someone they're dating. Right now, under Arizona law, that is an assault, not domestic violence, according to Kathleen Mayer with the Pima County Attorney's Office.
When people think about domestic violence, they think about old married, you know, people throwing dishes and pots at each other, and it's really not that.
But in the eyes of the law, that's changing. A bill signed by the governor will allow prosecutors to pursue a domestic violence charge against someone, even if the couple is just dating. Evan Mendelson is with the Emerge Center Against Domestic Violence in Tucson and says the change in the law is a good one.
What we're talking about is a cycle of violence, and it starts before marriage. And so only to consider domestic violence in a marriage really doesn't look at the real way that this develops. And it allows the system, to the community, to stop that cycle at a much earlier stage.
Once that domestic violence moniker is put on a crime, in the eyes of the law, things change, according to Mayer with the county attorney's office.
When a crime is classified as one of domestic violence, it mandates the police to make an arrest in all cases, even if it's a misdemeanor, which they typically are unable to do in other kinds of settings.
And for victim advocates like Mendelson, there's also a difference between assault and domestic violence.
There's an assault like you're in a bar and you have a fight. That's very different than if it's domestic violence, because domestic violence, especially assault types of situations, lead to further, more lethal things happening. And therefore, you need to look at it differently when you're in the court of law, and you'll talk to lawyers about that. But from our point of view, it needs to be looked at differently than a one-time situation that will never be repeated, because they do get repeated.
Let's return for a moment to the statistic about high school-aged girls being assaulted by their boyfriends. The Pima County Attorney's Office says they are ready to take those boys to court.
And when the offenders are as young as sometimes they are, we would like to provide them with some positive intervention so they don't grow up to be grown-up batterers.
And while Mayer refers to that situation as positive intervention, make no mistake, the prosecutors still take it very seriously.
The arrest would be more immediate, but the intervention, as it always is in juvenile court settings, is much more future preventability than it is about punishment. But it still affords protection to the victim that we believe has been significantly lacking.
Arizona's new domestic violence definition goes into effect in September. For Arizona Spotlight, I'm Christopher Conover.